Welcome to your next sprint, Connecting with Other Initiatives. You know, as an arts integration specialist, you're going to be in schools where the initiatives change with the wind. One year, your school might be focused on project-based learning, and the next year, you'll suddenly be a STEAM school. And as an arts integration specialist, you need to be able to know how and when it's appropriate to weave arts integration into these initiatives. Remember that it's never about adding one more thing to the plate. It's about connecting with these initiatives and finding where arts integration is a good fit. Today, we're talking about one of the most discussed and most misunderstood distinctions, the difference between arts integration and STEAM. Now, this is critical for you as an arts integration specialist to understand, because lots of people will use those terms interchangeably. And while they have similarities, they are not the same. So in this lesson, we're gonna break all that down and get crystal clear on what's different, what's the same, and when to use which approach. So here is exactly what we're going to cover. First of all, what is STEAM? Also, the connections between STEM and STEAM, the difference between arts enhancement, arts integration, and STEAM, and how to use the innovation design cycle to connect with any initiative. It's a lot, so let's get going. Now, what exactly is STEAM? If you Google that question, you're gonna find thousands of different approaches and answers, which is inherently part of the problem. There's not one single accepted definition. Now, for our purposes, we're gonna use the Education Composite definition, which has been utilized around the world, including in our own Department of Education at a federal level. That definition is that STEAM is an educational approach to learning that uses science, technology, engineering, the arts, and mathematics as access points for guiding student inquiry, dialogue, and critical thinking. The end results are students who take thoughtful risks, engage in experiential learning, persist in problem solving, embrace collaboration, and work through the creative process. These are the innovators, educators, leaders, and learners of the 21st century. So let's break that down a little bit. Here's some key components that need to be present in order for STEAM to occur. First, STEAM is an integrated approach to learning, which requires intentional connection between standards, assessments, and lesson design and implementation. Also, true STEAM experiences involve two or more standards from science, technology, engineering, math, and the arts to be taught and assessed in and through each other. Inquiry, collaboration, and there's an emphasis on process-based learning, which is at the heart of the STEAM approach. And an essential question must be present in any STEAM lesson or unit. Also, you want to think about utilizing and leveraging the integrity of the arts themselves because it's essential to an authentic STEAM initiative. These components lead the lesson from a place of exploring and possibly solving a problem through the intentional connection of the STEM and arts content areas. And to be clear, when we use the A in STEAM, we are referencing all of the arts, not just visual art and design. All of the arts can be intentionally and naturally connected with STEM content areas to explore and solve problems and dive into inquiry. Essentially, in a STEAM lesson, you're presenting students with an overarching essential question for them to explore and possibly solve. Now, I say possibly because sometimes the goal isn't to get to an answer, but rather the goal is in the exploration itself. Once you've provided the essential question, you'll select a STEM and an arts standard through which to explore that essential question. You'll design your lesson around teaching those standards in a way that enables students to use their skills and processes to investigate, create, and reflect on answering that essential question. Now, I know this can be confusing, maybe a little intimidating, so I'm including some sample STEAM lessons in your workbook today. Definitely download that workbook and review those lessons so that you can see how this works, see the structure of how that works. Now that we know what STEAM is, let's take a deeper look at how we've moved from STEM to STEAM. Way back when I was an arts integration specialist for a large county school system, the director of magnet programs came over to my little cubicle one morning and she said, "Susan, I have a meeting with all of my school team leaders in 3 days, and we're going to be talking about this thing called STEAM. It has something to do with the arts, and since you're the arts integration specialist for the county, I'd like you to present us with something. Maybe lead us through some examples of what STEAM is." She then went on her merry way and left me with a lot of questions and no clear answers. Welcome to central office. But like a good little arts integration specialist, I went to work. I had heard of the STEAM movement at that point, but it was still very, very new. I didn't know a whole lot about it, and I needed to research how others were using this approach. And of course, I didn't find a whole lot. Because you see, I started my research with the idea of what is STEM and explored everything that had been documented at that point, which was pretty significant. This was in early 2010, 2011 timeframe. So there was a lot out there for STEM, but not so much for STEAM. So I spent some time digging into the STEM concept, figuring that they were related, and found that it was actually very similar in philosophy and approach as arts integration. It was just focused on the science, technology, engineering, and math content areas instead. But the foundations were the same: connecting across standards, finding natural alignments, teaching both content areas, and assessing both. This is exactly like arts integration. The biggest difference that I could see was that it was both narrow in focus and that it was all based around solving a challenge or a problem. This then became the foundation for what would later become our definition of the STEAM process. Now, here's a core comparison between STEM and STEAM, just so that you can see how each are both different and connected to the other. STEM focuses on the process and inquiry of science, technology, engineering, and math. So this could look like engineering or math challenges, robotics, or even gaming development. STEAM utilizes design principles and connected processes from the arts and STEM areas as access points for inquiry, critical thinking, and dialogue. This could look like upcycled art, music engineering remixes, or choreography that maps the path of solar eclipses. Both STEM and STEAM have what I call false positives. These are activities, projects, or lessons that claim to be an approach, but are actually not really a true STEM or STEAM lesson. So in STEM, an example of a false positive is a one-to-one initiative. Like when you focus on each student having their own device, like a laptop or a tablet. Many proponents of STEM advocated for this as a STEM initiative, but in reality, it's not. There's nothing intentionally integrated between any of the STEM content areas by providing a device to each student. It's not about the tools in STEM, it's about how you use the tools and why they're being used. So just because you have a robotics lab or a Lego cart does not mean that you are a STEM school. Similarly, in STEAM, a false positive would be something like creating a derby car. That was actually an initiative that happened recently from an automotive maker. This car company sent out free derby car kits as a STEAM activity to schools and had students create a painted design on the car as the arts component. Again, there's nothing intentionally being integrated here between the STEM or the arts content areas. It's a fun project to be sure, but it's not a STEAM lesson or unit. The interesting thing here is that STEM and STEAM aren't that far apart. It's simply a growth from one to the other. The difference between arts enhancement, arts integration, and STEAM is actually pretty significant. Now, something that you have to really understand as an arts integration specialist are these differences. Each of these approaches can be valid for specific purposes. It's just a matter of knowing the intentions and components of each. So let's dive into that. Arts enhancement uses the arts in service of another content to increase student engagement. Arts integration is an approach to learning and teaching through which content is taught and assessed equitably in and through the arts. And STEAM uses science, technology, engineering, the arts, and math as access points for student inquiry, dialogue, and critical thinking. There are five key areas to compare each of these approaches. you'll instantly be able to see how each approach is differentiated through these five buckets. The first one is the use of standards and assessments. Arts enhancement is non-standards based, and the arts are not assessed. So in both arts integration and STEAM, there is a direct connection to content and art standards, and both standards are assessed. That's a big difference. Number two, the approach for use or the purpose for using the approach. In arts enhancement, the arts are used as a way to foster engagement or to make learning stick. Okay? Arts integration integrates the arts in any content area through naturally aligned standards. And STEAM integrates any STEAM area with another content through naturally aligned standards. Number three is foundational support. Arts enhancement is grounded in using the arts in service of another content area, while arts integration is grounded in aligned standards and assessments with a central topic. STEAM is grounded in inquiry, problem solving, and process-based learning. It's really centered around the questions that you're focused on. Number four is your intention and focus. So arts enhancement has a very broad focus. It's meant to engage students in learning. Arts integration also has a broad focus, but its intention is to deepen learning, application, and creativity. STEAM has a narrow focus. It is process-driven through inquiry, design, and creativity. And the fifth piece is how it addresses various content areas. Arts enhancement can include any arts and content area. Arts integration has direct inclusion of all content areas, including ELA and social studies. And STEAM addresses the STEAM areas explicitly. It can utilize the literacy process and address social sciences in a broader sense, but that's not the directed focus of the lesson. Now, I've included a handy chart for you in your lesson workbook that you can download below that has all of these components in an easy-to-view one-pager. Definitely be sure to sit with that for a while and start identifying where your own questions are surrounding these three approaches and when to use them. Because none of them are bad, it's just about how and when you use them. Now, as I shared at the beginning of this lesson, it's important to know how to connect arts integration with other initiatives when it's appropriate. As you've seen in this lesson, STEAM is a natural connector with arts integration. In the next lesson, I'm going to show you other ways that you can build natural connections and how to take what you've learned in your previous sprints and apply them to this one for your larger project. I have found that the innovation design cycle really provides a great framework for integrating the arts across various initiatives. So when it comes to new initiatives in schools, why do we do it? It's because we want to provide a pathway to success, right? And everyone has their own viewpoint as to how to make that happen. But central to any initiative is the idea of innovation, creating something new, a new process, a new framework, a new outcome. So to understand how to weave arts integration into any new initiative, you have to understand the innovation process. There are five steps to this process, and I've included them in today's workbook as well. The first step is to observe. Look at the world or your school and get an idea from a current product or problem that can be improved upon. Step two is to ask. So ask probing, interesting questions about the current solutions being offered. These could be how we've taught content in the past or how we've done scheduling or what curriculum we've used. Consider those things and then ask what works and what doesn't. Step three of this cycle is to know. Have the skills and knowledge that can be applied to solving a problem. Step four is to create, which is to combine your knowledge and questions to create something new. This is often prompted by the question, what if dot, dot, dot? And step five is to revise. So analyze your innovative idea through practical application and then revise as needed. Now, if we look at this cycle from an instructional viewpoint, this very easily fits into the STEAM approach, right? That's why I'm including it here in this lesson, because you can easily transfer this process into exploring an essential question in and through STEAM content areas. But I want us to also extend this process into connecting arts integration with other initiatives going on in your school. So let's take a look at an example. let's say that you just became the arts integration specialist at a school that has just become a project-based learning school. Teachers have received PD and PBL, and they're already overwhelmed with the changes. How will you weave arts integration into that mix? Well, let's look at how to do that through the innovative design cycle. First, you're going to observe what's happening in the school with PBL already. Just jot down some notes of what you see happening in classrooms and conversations that you hear in the teacher's lounge. No judgments here, just observations. Then you're going to start to ask questions about the approach. What's working well for us? What's not working at all? Where are people struggling? How could the arts be integrated into these projects and the process behind them? What PD could make this easier for teachers to implement? Next, you'll research all you can about project-based learning. Ask to go to a conference if you can, or do your own PBL research online. Get as knowledgeable as possible about the approach so that you can use this knowledge to connect with the arts integration approach. Then, create a PBL lesson using arts integration methodology. Use this as a model. Integrate a core art strategy into an overarching project. Share this with one of the teachers in your building and ask to co-teach or model it in their classroom so that they can see how it's done. And then finally, consider how the arts integrated project went and revise pieces as necessary. You'd repeat steps 4 and 5 until you have a solid framework for integrating the arts with PBL. Now, see how this process helps to find the areas where arts integration can fit in as a natural partner, rather than as just another thing to add to the plate? Keep this process in mind as you head into schools in this role as an arts integration specialist, because I promise that it will help you build relationships faster and get more people on board with the approach, because it's not one more thing. And there you go, the 30,000-foot view of STEAM, arts integration, STEM, and arts enhancement. There is so much more that we could go into with STEAM, but that's not the focus of this program. As a special bonus for you though, we're providing access to our Design to STEAM online course at no cost. So you'll find that in your bonuses area. If you ever want to know more about the STEAM process and all the ins and outs of that, you'll definitely want to go through that course whenever it's convenient. No pressure now though. For now, just download your workbook, go through that sample one pager, the Innovation Design Cycle handout, and the sample STEAM lessons. Once you've done that, I'll see you over at our next lesson.